This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat, Antony Blinken, touched down Wednesday in the Middle East to bolster efforts for a truce in the war in Gaza as Israeli forces pushed on with a raid on the territory's largest hospital. Global concern has mounted over the military conflict now in its sixth month, in which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in response to a deadly attack by its fighters on October 7th. Palestinians mourn 28 killed in Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli army released video on Wednesday saying it found Hamas operatives, money, and weapons in Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
We call Hamas terrorists to surrender.
IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says soldiers found and fought Hamas terrorist operatives and Islamic Jihad groups in the compound. Army video also showed various weapons allegedly found in Al-Shifa. Recent days have seen intensification of fighting in northern parts of Gaza captured by Israeli forces early in the war.